a song in the lips and a smile on the faces of the people in Sikkim, nestled in the lap of northeastern Himalayas. Perhaps nature's bounties in the blossoming of orchids and poppies, the Helkion azure sky, the shimmering waters cascading down hills and valleys, the lakes and rivulets, and above all, the tall ranges of the Mount Kanchenjunga with its five spires inspire the unsullied joy in their hearts. Way back in 1978, beloved Swami asked one of the students in Vrindavan, "Where do you come from?" Student replied, "From Sikkim, Swami." Swami quickly said, "Sikkim? Seek him." What a gorgeous and meaningful pun on Sikkim. No wonder the ancient Buddhist scriptures describe Sikkim as a sacrosanct center of pilgrimages. Sai Sikkim. Swami has taught us to understand Sai as the spiritual awareness of individuals. How profound it is to realize Sai as the spirit in every being. He also teaches us that Sai is service, adoration, and illumination, the confluence of karma, bhakti, and jnana. Well, for we, the people of Sikkim, Sai also is sing, adore, and illumine. A song speaks more than what 1,000 words cannot express. Sai Sikkim is now a reality, for we seek him through this Sai. O dear Bhagawan, we, your children from Sikkim, have gathered here to share the glories of your stories related to the manifestations of your countless mahimas and leelas in Sikkim, interspersed with the songs that we would sing for you.
Thank you. 1950s, the devout family of L.B. Pradhan used to hold bhajans at their home in Gangtok every Thursday. One evening, as he held the main door, his hands felt something wet and sticky and smelled the heavenly fragrance, and as he tasted the liquid dripping down his fingers, it was sweet and nectarine. The amrit and vibhuti seemed to rain down the ceiling, covering every object, the walls and the floor and the entire house. To the amazement of everyone, the picture of the king of Sikkim had amritam cascading through two distinctive streams, making it appear like tears flowing down his cheek. He led a delegation to the palace to tell this to the king, who was at that point in time in the verge of losing his kingdom. The king personally plucked flowers from the garden while a bhajan session was organized at the palace for the first time. Such were the ways in which Swami sowed the seeds of bhakti in this Himalayan kingdom.
Me. Swami, I only knew how to love, so I loved you. And for some inexplicable reason, I blindly believed that you loved me much, much more than I did. I am grateful to have been given the unique privilege of carrying bricks during the construction of Purnachandra Hall in back 1973 that reminded me of the then Banar Sena who built the bridge across the ocean in Treta Yuga. Yours is the grace and benevolence, ours the privilege. So, this is how Sri Badri Narayan Pradhan says of Sikkim while passing the bricks, collected all the divine inspiration back home to Sikkim.
तन्हा तन्हा सविता रास्ता तन्हा तन्हा सा बीता
घर तो माँ के आचल तले
नैना भीगे भीगे से क्यों है धड़कनों में है कैसी सदा
नैना भीगे भीगे से क्यों है धड़कनों में है कैसे सदा
मेरे साईं मैं आया
मेरे बाबा मैं घर आया
मेरे साईं
अपने ही घर में आना भी क्या मना है
इंतजार क्यों करूं करूं क्यों करूं खुद अपने ही घर में आना भी क्या मना है
पंच बादल को छूने गया था
पंच बादल को छूने गया था
घोंसले का ठिकाना दिल में लेके
भटका सा बीता
दिन भटका भटका सा बीता
कब शाम को घर लौटा हूँ
नैना भीगे भीगे से क्यों है धड़कनों में है कैसे सदा
नैना भीगे भीगे से क्यों है धड़कनों में है कैसी सदा
बीते लम्हों को लब पे इबादत बनाकर यादों के मंदिर में आया सुनहरे पलों के बगीचों से ढूंढकर प्यार के फूल चढ़ाया
नैना भीगे भीगे से क्यों है
धड़कनों में है कैसे सदा
नैना भीगे भीगे से क्यों है
धड़कनों में है कैसे सदा
मेरे साईं
Srimati Sita Gurung, lost and lonely, found her way up the sweeping stairs of Pasupatinath Temple in 1997. Her only prayer was for support and sustenance. Then Swami yielded to her prayer, a lady from Sikkim who had a second home in Nepal. Offered her shelter
and warmth of home and hearth. Deep down in her heart, she thanked Swami, for it was unmistakably His grace alone. Srimati Sita Gurung has been living with her benefactor. Since then, she finds the greatest joy in selflessly serving Swami's devotees. Her parting words to us were that we should offer her loving gratitude for this grand opportunity to sing in His abode. Sri A.B. Guru, whose son Sachin Guru was Swami's student way back in the 1990s. While undergoing his MBBS in Assam, died in a tragic accident. The funeral procession was one of its kind in the history of Sikkim. Devotees queued up and took the body, bedecked with floral garlands in a van to the chant of Vedic mantras. The parents were so overwhelmed that they did away with the rest of the rituals, finding them irrelevant on the face of this beautiful turnout. Instead, he boldly pronounced, "My son has merged with his creator."
दे जाना मन में छाना तुमसे सिखा है पिता तुमसे सिखा है पिता
figure lying on the hospital bed was caricature of what he used to be once upon a time. The diseases blackened his features beyond recognition. Both his kidneys had stopped functioning and he was counting his days for the ultimate end. This was way back in 2013, much to the consternation of the doctors who had pronounced his definite death. Shri Nirnay Silal got up from his bed as though to challenge the doctor's pronouncement. Within no time, he had recovered completely to his old, robust self. All that we need is unconditional faith in the compassion and the power of the avatar.
Bye.
a small tailoring shop in a corner of Gangtok town. Large number of people would queue up every day for a taste of divine ambrosia that was incessantly flowing in the house of Mr. Seva. Those were the early 70s, and Swami was distributing his visiting cards in every nook and corner of the world. Endowed with a melodious and sonorous voice, Sri Seva would regale his visitors with countless number of bhajans and droplets of amritam. The trickle of amrit has today turned into a torrential flow of his grace, so much so that the valleys of Sikkim reverberate with the sounds of bhajans and Vedic chants. Way back in the 80s, a quarter of the population of Sikkim were devotees of our beloved Bhagwan. This itself is the testimony to this incessant flow of Amritam to Sikkim. Seek Him.
सर है मैया अब मुझको क्या डर है मैया तेरी गोद में सर है मैया अब मुझको क्या डर है मैया दुनिया नजरे तेरे तो फेरे दुनिया नजरे तेरे तो फेरे मुझ पे तेरी नजर है मैया तेरी गोद में सर है मैया अब मुझको क्या डर है मैया जयकारा काफी है मैया तेरी जय जयकार मैया तेरी जय जयकार I'm जीवन दाता, हर दुख से लड़ने का मैया तेरा एक जयकारा काफी है, काफी है। मैया तेरी जय जयकार, मैया तेरी जय जयकार,
मैया तेरी जय जयकार, मैया तेरी जय जयकार।
तेरी गोद में सर है मैया, अब मुझको क्या डर है मैया, दुनिया नजरे तेरे तो फेरे, दुनिया नजरे तेरे तो फेरे, मुझ पे तेरी नजर है मैया, तेरी गोद में सर है मैया, अब मुझको क्या डर है मैया।
आमा तपाई त मेरो मुटु मात्र कहाँ, मेरो मुटुको ढुकढुकी पनि। एज वी कम टु द एन्ड अफ आवर अफरिङ, आवर लास्ट प्रेजेन्टेसन दिस इभिनिङ इज वान सङ सेट इन अ टिपिकल नेपालीज फोक जोनर नोन एज मारुनी, एक्सटोलिङ यु एज त्रिपुरा सुन्दरी। बिलभेड भगवान्, because of your will we all could come together on this hallowed ground of Prashanti Nilayam to share golden moments. You have given us the realization that you are beyond your name and form, the universal spiritual awareness of individuals. Every song that we sing to you reminds us to sing, adore and illumine. For this is our eternal inheritance, the legacy of your love. Even as the last notes of our music today fade away, we realize that ours has been a journey through sigh to sigh.
Shubhanana
Ashura Vinashaka Shubhanana
कवाहना विनाशक शुभानना अशुरविनाशक शुभानना गौरीनन्दन मूषिकवाहना विघ्नविनाशक शुभानना विनाशक शुभानना लंबोदर है गौरी नंदन
जनने जय मा सत्य साई मा
जय जय मा सत्य साई मा
Arunaramana Shri Guru Deva Thank you. जय बोलो भगवान श्री सत्य साई बाबा जी की जय।